This is JIS News. Coming up, Finance Minister opens budget debate, country to continue using market-determined exchange rate, and CAC secures $31 million for aggrieved customers. The news in detail after the break. Stay with us.
The teacher wonders, but she doesn't ask.
Child abuse is physical, emotional, sexual.
Child abuse is neglect.
Child abuse hurts.
Report what you see, hear, or suspect. Call 1-888-PROTECT.
But her dreams give her wings and she flies to...
Now the news. Finance Minister Dr. Peter Phillips says the economic reform program is critical to Jamaica's long-term survival. Opening the 2014-2015 budget debate in Gordon House Thursday, Minister Phillips said over the past year, the ERP has secured major economic gains. Growth has returned to the economy, commercial interest rates and unemployment continue to decline. Additionally, steady progress is being made in debt reduction and the net international reserves have increased by 40%.
The goals we have set ourselves are within our grasp. The new Jamaica we are designing and building is not a short-term project. To bring this project to successful conclusion, it will require that from each of us, commitment, industry, and fixity of purpose.
The finance minister says the government is determined to continue on the path to achieving the goals of sustained growth, increased employment, and improved living standards. And the finance minister says the country will continue to use a market-determined exchange rate. The minister's statement is in response to suggestions that the country adopt a fixed rate of exchange to curb the depreciation in the dollar. Dr. Phillips says the country's nominal exchange rate does not determine whether the currency is weak or strong. Further, he says the country must learn from the past, as rationing foreign currency and banning imports is ineffective.
The only way, Mr. Speaker, is a flexible market-determined exchange rate. The adjustments that have been made to the Jamaican dollar will allow what we produce to be more competitive in external markets and at the same time to develop what we can produce in Jamaica.
Minister Phillips says the exchange rate will stabilize once the country reduces its import bill, attracts more tourists, exports more goods, and stabilizes the economic environment. The government is moving to allow vehicles imported for use in the tourism industry to be cleared without attracting customs duty. Finance Minister Dr. Peter Phillips says this is geared towards increasing the viability of the tourism transportation subsector. The sector, he says, has been experiencing difficulties since the removal of concessionary rates on vehicles for U-Drive, contract carriage, and tour operators in 2013.
Motor vehicles are essential inputs to the services that these operators provide, in much the same way as some consumer goods are an input to the accommodation and attraction subsectors. Similar treatment ought therefore to be accorded to the operators in the tourism transportation subsector. It is proposed that vehicles for this subsector be allowed to be imported free of customs duty, but continue to be subject to GCT and SCT. The specific mechanism on this new regime has been agreed and awaits a decision by the cabinet.
Dr. Phillips adds that the government will be implementing additional measures to strengthen the overall tourism sector. And the Consumer Affairs Commission, CAC, is reporting that it secured close to $31 million on behalf of aggrieved consumers during the 2013-2014 financial year. It also settled over 1,200 of the near 1,500 complaints received, representing an 82% resolution rate. Chief Executive Officer of the CAC, Dulcie Allen, says the most frequent complaints filed were in relation to electrical equipment, appliances, utilities, motor vehicles, and parts.
We are seeing a new type of complaint as it relates to motor vehicle category, in that we have persons reporting that they have given their vehicles to be sold to some of these car dealers, and vehicles are sold and they are unable to collect the funds for the vehicle. So we are asking consumers just to be on the alert and be on the lookout for these types of situations that develop from time to time.
Mrs. Allen was speaking in an interview with JIS News. That was the JIS News. I am Carlene Brown Thompson.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.